What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
WEEI Afternoons here live at Fenway Park. WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon, where we are over $4 million raised for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. And it's because we've had such great guests telling their stories to listeners who have been generous with their dollars. And our next great guest, talking lifting off air with Ted Johnson, getting some tips. They were talking about workout routines, maybe a little water workout, things of that nature. Tony Rose, 75, is a kidney cancer patient from Wenham with his wife Joanne, his daughter Emily, and son Nick. Welcome, guys. How we doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
So, Tony, did you like the tips you were getting from Ted?
Sure. I'm not going to say no. I'm not that foolish.
Three or four months, you can look just like Ted.
He'll walk out and go, Joanne, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
So, tell us a little bit of where your journey started, how your diagnosis came about.
Well, in December of 2020, or in all the spring of 2020, I had this persistent cough. And it got progressively worse and worse. And then, but because of the COVID rules, you couldn't go to a doctor's office. So I had to call my primary care, and they would have to call to get me into a clinic. So I called in November, and they said, well, you don't think you're worthy coming in. So then 3 weeks later, I coughed up some blood, which I... If you watch enough TV shows, you know that that's not good. So I ended up going to the clinic, and then they didn't let me drive anymore. They put me in an ambulance and whipped me over to a hospital and did some testing, and then they found out I had cancer in my lungs. And then after a couple of days of testing, they found out it wasn't lung cancer, but it was originating something someplace else. So they did a CAT scan, and they found out it was in my kidney, and it was just starting to get into one of my lymph nodes. So with that diagnosis, my primary care got all the information, and she arranged to have two interviews with different hospitals, one locally and Dana-Farber. So I went to the local one first, and you know, he was pretty straightforward. He said, you know, you've got about 8 months to go, and he said maybe I can stretch it another 4 or 5, but I'm not sure. And the odd part, the hard part about it was I was seeing him by myself, and Joanne and the kids were out in the car, and so I had to listen to this over
COVID.
Yeah, and we're doing it on a speakerphone in the cell, so it had to be really tough on them too.
Wow.
And then 2 weeks later, we went to the Dana-Farber and he met Dr. Hsu, and he didn't promise me anything, but he said we're going to try to make you well, and the fact of giving you hope was such a great weapon. That it really became an easy choice to come into Boston. One of the advantages of having cancer during COVID is there's no traffic in Boston. So
yeah. Yeah. There you go.
So our 25 mile drive, which is usually over an hour, took 35 minutes, yeah. which was wonderful. The bad parts were it was a lot of isolation, a lot of mask wearing, hand sanitize every time I looked around, and it was just that was one of the downsides. I had a very intense immunotherapy protocol that had just been approved about 2 years before, and as I have a list of thank yous, this is my first thank you. I'd like to thank the people who contributed to these Jimmy Fund benefits 8 to 10 years ago, because the money that they gave contributed to the immunotherapy being developed and approved by the FDC about a year and a half before they started giving it to me. Wow. Even now, they still don't have enough data on what I'm taking to even tell me how it works or why it worked on me or didn't work on other people's. The other thing about my immunotherapy, the good part is it worked on me. The bad part is where it only works on 1 out of 6, and I was the one. My primary care is also a researcher, obviously, and is my primary oncologist. And what he's trying to do now is to do a test where they can give this protocol to these people. And after one test, if they can perfect the test, they can tell whether it still works and they should continue, or they can use another type of...
That'd be big.
Yeah. So big. That's what he's working on. That's what the money will go to when it gets approved.
I didn't know if you have any more thank yous. Are you good on that?
Oh, I got plenty of thank yous. But.
Okay. Well, if it's okay, Tom, can I ask Nick, what was this like to hear your dad get this diagnosis and the beginning of it to where you are now? The tumors are cleared?
I've been clear since... the day after my 22nd birthday when he took the beginning out.
Okay. Nick, how's it been for you, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, when you hear the word stage 4 cancer, you know, you think the worst. I think, you know, my dad, like you mentioned, you know, spoke to a number of oncologists and doctors around the area. And, you know, we had a conversation after all the interviews and reviews. And, you know, the one thing I said to him was, you know, when you think of cancer treatment, what's the name you think of? And you said Dana-Farber. And so I was like, I don't want to make the decision for you, but I think you have made that decision for you. And I'm glad, I'm really glad that he did. So.
And Joanne, could you tell us a little bit about how Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, how the treatment that they gave you guys, the whole family as well, and what they made this experience, which especially at such a difficult time, was like for you all?
It was difficult because I couldn't be there. I was there for the first appointment, but after that I couldn't go to his appointment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
So I would drive him in. I would go down around the corner. There's a park or something in Boston, and I would sit and read my book and wait till he called. Or I would drive him in, drive back home, drive back in the same day, because his appointments might be longer or not. But everybody, after all that, and now, even going now, everyone there is just the best. The nurses, the lab technicians, Dr. Shu, we can't say enough about.
Right.
He is tremendous. So incredible. And we are so thankful for him. I just urge everybody to donate, because it is a worthy cause. Everyone probably knows somebody that has cancer. And you should come here. Dana-Farber is the place to be.
Dana-Farber is the place to be. Well said. So, Tony, where are we now in our treatments and long-term?
Well, after about 8 months, the tumors in my lungs and the lymph node disappeared. That's how strong the immunotherapy was working. And the unfortunate part is the tumors on my kidneys, I had two tumors on my kidney. They were so big that a lot of the cancer cells got killed, but they formed a crust on the outside, so they were still alive on the inside. So they had to take my kidney, they took my left kidney out. That was on the day after my 22nd birthday, actually. My 72nd birthday.
20 seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds, not bad. 72nd. It was 22. Yeah. It was during 22. But, and then I, as part of the program was, every 3 months I was taking CT scans to find progress of how things are going and everything. And I took 3 more months of CT scans after, 3 months after my operation, they found blood clots in my lung. So then I had to go through a whole other process of things, and still I'm taking medication to control that. And I was on a, we stayed on a 3 month protocol of CT scans for 2 full years. Then I graduated to 4 month scans, and after my last meeting with Dr. Hsu, they put me on now on a 6 month protocol. So that's a little bit stretching out, so I'm a little bit better off. And I would like to thank Dave at the CT place. He's incredible. He was.
CT Dave.
Yeah, CT Dave was
great. The family knows Dave.
Yeah, he's just a wonderful guy. And we would go on Saturday mornings, and there weren't many people there, and so he was always there. So it's very comforting to know that he was there. Also, the immunotherapy nurses were tremendous. I mean, everyone is very positive, very helpful. The first immunotherapy lady nurse I met, her name was Jackie, and The immunotherapy that they gave me was a dose of one and a dose of another at the same time. And it took a while. And she was very positive. It was at the end of January. And I was a little apprehensive. And she sort of picked up on that because she knew it was my first time. And we started it was the end of January, so we started talking about the Super Bowl. And not so much the game, but what we would do to prepare for the Super Bowl. And she gave me a couple of recipes, and I gave her a recipe. And it was very welcoming and very calming, and then helped me out. And then she was also there for all three of my doubles, I guess, if you like, would put it. And then it was a mixed rotation of everybody else, and every once in a while I'd have her and everyone. But on my last immunotherapy, which was 4 months after my operation, she was there too. So she was a complete circle. Wow. Worked out really well. So she's tremendous. I also want to thank...
you want to thank your agent?
I don't have an agent yet, but I do want to thank one of my closest friends. We've been friends for over 60 years. We played baseball together in high school. I played first. He played third. When he found out I was sick, he called me. And he called me, and we talked for 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't do any more than that. And it became a ritual. And we talk to each other now every week. Sometimes it goes for an hour and a half. Sometimes it goes for an hour. We go out to eat probably 2 or 3 times a month. And it's his wife and Joanne and I. And it really helps. You get support from a lot of different places, and you take it wherever you can get it. And having a close friend like that really was a very, very important thing.
What was his name, Tony? You want to say it?
His last name? George Ropes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks to Joe.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Obviously, my family is very supportive. Emily and her husband, Drew, and the kids, McKenna and Bennett, and Nick and his wife, Jennifer, and Addie and Ella. It's been very important to have them around. It really been very positive to me. When I got my first, I heard another guy talk earlier on the thing, talk about his goals when he found out his diagnosis.
Yep.
And my goal was to see all my kids graduate kindergarten. And we surpassed that already. Now going into this fall, the youngest is going to second grade. We have our second grade, third grade, fourth grade and fifth grade going on.
That's
so
awesome.
Now I'm setting higher goals. I'm trying to get to high school graduation.
There we go.
We wish you luck. We appreciate you stopping by, thanking everybody. We've learned how much support matters. And Tony Rose and the entire Rose family, Joanne, appreciate you sharing your journey here with us, because it's important. We see the numbers that are coming in, over $4 million, and every little bit helps from the donors, but every little bit of information from the stories of all the patients really helps too, so we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.